Hey, did you get the two princess cuts?
I got them about half hour ago.
Oh, okay. I did check to see the delivery, but I just wanted to make sure. So.
Yeah. No, I'm glad you did because you know how they leave them at the back door sometimes.
Yeah, no shit. I know. Did she smell like weed again today?
Oh, my God. What was that?
I said, did your driver smell like weed again today?
New guy. I didn't know who this guy was. It's a woman that smells like the weed.
Oh.
Yep. I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah, so it's a new guy.
You wonder if they know that they smell like that.
I don't think they give a shit.
I think you're probably right.
I really don't think today these people, I don't think these kids care about anything.
They sure as hell don't.
I had a kid, because my house is right by the school, literally, you could see it, and the kids, they park, the ones that don't pay for parking, they park on the streets. That doesn't bother me, but I had the workers coming in, because they're working on the heating system, and it literally, where he's parked, because they were bringing in the heavy stuff, you know,
mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I look at him, I says, please don't, if you don't mind, just can you park up a little bit, because I've got guys coming in to deliver equipment and whatnot. And he's looking at me and never says a word. And just looking at me, he has his helmet on, too. And I'm like, I says, do you not speak? Do you have a voice under that helmet? Because he's just freaking looking, never said a freaking word. And I'm like, what is with these kids, man? What is with them?
Oh, my God.
I can't stand it. They're just like in la-la land, you know?
I bet, going to, a grocery store or something like that with you is probably just a hoot, just to hear you talk about people.
Oh, I'm not that bad, am I?
No, but it's funny because, you literally said to him, do you speak?
Yeah, because it's bullshit. They look at you like you have two freaking heads.
I know. My son does that to me on purpose just to see if I'll get pissed off, and I know he's doing it on purpose.
Yeah, well, that's different when it's your son. Your kids abuse the hell out of you. But when you get, you know, you're trying to converse with somebody, and they look at you, it's a stupid look. You just,
I know. It's bad. I know. I always tell people, the worst is when you give them exact change. If, let's say your bill comes to $8.32 and you give them, I don't know, 13, or you give them 10.23 and you're expecting $2 back, right?
They don't know what to do. And I suck at math and I can figure that out. It is funny because it does throw them for a loop. They're so used to the machines doing everything for them.
Oh, God,
know?
Yeah.
Terrible.
Oh, my gosh. Up here, I think this was the first year that they decided not to allow cell phones in classes.
About time.
Right. And, I guess the teachers were getting so frustrated, they had to stop class multiple times because people... the kids didn't know how to read an analog clock, and they were constantly asking what time it was. And so they literally had to go and teach how to read an analog clock, and teach how to read time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they stopped teaching cursive when my daughter was little, too.
They stopped, but I guess now they're bringing it back, I heard. Because, a couple people here have, younger kids, and they're starting to implement cursive writing again, which is good. Because, yeah, my son never had learned cursive writing.
How old is your son?
He'll be 22 in...
Oh, he's young. Younger.
Yeah, he'll be 22 in May, but I taught him how to do cursive. I taught him how to do cursive, read cursive. I taught him old math, how we grew up with math.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's funny. You said, yeah, because I tell you, and Catherine used to, you know, and she said write out all the letters, and she would practice all the time.
Yeah.
She wanted to know how to do it, and they weren't teaching it.
How old's your daughter again?
She just turned 29.
Okay, yeah, and she's a world traveler. Where has she been to lately? Was Japan the last place she went?
Yeah, and now she just flew into Richmond this morning, as a matter of fact, because she's going to one of her college friends' weddings.
Oh, wow. How far are you from Richmond?
I'm going to go meet her Sunday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I'm going to spend the day with her because they flew in. They almost didn't fly in because of what's going on.
Oh.
So, yeah, so she's in, like, three freaking weddings, and she's like, I'm done. She said, this is ridiculous. Plus, these damn weddings are expensive.
Yeah, yeah, the bachelorette parties alone. Don't they have now where, like, they have, like,
destinations.
The freaking week or some shit like that. Like, they have, like, the whole, like, it's a huge deal. Like, they have destination places that they go to.
And the bad thing is, and a lot of times these bridesmaids, these brides and all that, they don't take in consideration how much it costs and time off. So Catherine said to me, she's like, you know, because it's starting to get to her. She says, all this time for all these freaking weddings. She says, I could have been planning really nice vacations because she does plan some cool vacations.
Yeah.
And it just dawned on her. She's like, I'm losing all my time going to these freaking weddings. And all I said to her was, I hope they reciprocate. If you get married, I hope they do the same. I said, time will tell.
Right.
You know, but, yeah, flying back and forth for the weekends with the bridal parties, you know, what the hell you call it when they party all night and shit. The bridal, you know what I'm talking about.
Bachelorette party.
Thank you. My brain just drew a blank.
They probably don't even do strippers anymore.
They're probably playing video games, most of them now. You know, think about it.
Right. Or have
they
those...
were saying the 20-somethings have less sex. They were doing this statistic, and they were saying these under 30 have no sex lives because they're so occupied with their damn phones that their sex lives are terrible. Who would have thought?
They're missing out on some good shit.
And I'm thinking to myself, that's how bad technology is in a way. So
that's terrible.
It is. Yeah, I heard that last week. They were talking about those studies they were doing on these young kids. They got their social lives stank.
Yeah, and plus because they're constantly on their phones and they're constantly, like, texting or going through social media, like, they have no communication skills. Hence why that kid just looked at you, like, if you would have texted him, he probably would have answered you.
He'd probably look and he's like, look at his old bitch. He'd talk to me, guaranteed.
The other thing that drives me crazy is when you hold a door for, like, a younger person, they don't say thank you.
They don't have it in their vocabulary.
They don't. Some do. Like, I'm not going to lie. My son, he respects adults. Like, he holds doors open for people.
Yeah, but
like,
you taught him.
That,
so did
exactly.
my daughter. You
exactly.
him.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Right. But, yeah, some of them forget it. Or, like, have you ever seen the, like, videos where kids, like, people are, like, New York City or whatever, and they're texting on their phone, and they're looking down, and they run, they like...
Oh, they fall into stuff.
Yeah.
Hurt. Oh, my gosh, yeah. It's messed up, isn't it?
It is.
Screwed up.
I know. Anyway, well, I'm glad you got the princess cut. So.
Yeah, thank you for that. I got a call, and I spoke to her. I have a feeling she buys shit, and she don't tell her husband, because sometimes she's real talkative, other times she doesn't, you know what I mean? So I don't say much when I talk to her, so hopefully, I'm hoping she'll get in here either today or if anything, tomorrow, so.
Right, yeah.
You know, but, yeah.
So do you have both dogs in there today?
My friend's going to drop them off to me because I had to go to the hand doctor this morning.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go?
Oh, fine. She told me to massage it. I'm like, I didn't know I could do it. She says, yeah, you got to get it going. I postponed the second surgery till the first week in September.
Oh, well, how long does it take for you to heal?
I'm doing good now, and I just don't, that's so dead that time here.
Well, I'm just thinking, will you be healed by, like, Christmas time?
Yeah.
Which you should be, because...
This was 6 weeks.
Okay,
and I'm good. I'm
You'll
good, you know. Yeah, and that's what I figured, and it's so dead, so that'll give me... kind of, it's
yeah.
a good time to have downtime, I think, because usually it's so freaking dead here at the end of August, September.
Yeah.
So,
you
yeah,
still have
that's
your,
good.
You still have your person helping you there?
That young girl? Oh,
yeah.
That lady?
No, the young girl.
Yeah, but I don't know. She's not clicking with me. She's 18, and it's like she's got the mentality of a 15-year-old.
That's not good.
She the way she talks about her parents is like she's 12 years old. And, you know, the lights went on. She texts her mom and dad right away because the lights went out here in town one day. And just little stuff. And I don't think she's with it. And I'm not really happy. You know, I don't think it's going to work. And I'm trying to figure out. And, you know, like the other day, do you need me? If not, Mom, my mom wants me to wash the dogs and do this and do that. And I'm not paying her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just don't. And she's got the shakes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, her hands shake. So I don't know what that's about.
That's
but she doesn't. See, I think if she engaged more, but Adrian, she doesn't ask questions about stuff. I show her stuff. She doesn't say anything. I don't get any response.
Oh, that drives me nuts. When people, like, they just stare at you blankly. Like
yeah.
They have no idea.
I said something to her mother. Does she like coming in here? She says, yeah, she does. I said, when I talk to her, I don't get much of a response. She says, well, that's how she is. And I'm like, it's, you know, I can't read her, you know.
Well, it's not good because you don't know where she's at in the learning process either.
I've told her a few times, you got to ask me questions. I don't know if you're absorbing or you're getting what I'm telling you. You know, you got to ask questions. Because if I'm not getting any response, I'm losing my interest. You know what I mean?
Yep. I'm the same way when I'm training people here. If they're, like, clueless and they don't ask any questions, it's like, okay, then why am I putting so much energy and time into it if you yourself don't give a damn?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I like to, you know, she's like, well, I said, you can come in whenever you want, you know, pretty much, because
yes.
I'm not paying her. And she's just, she's just behind. She's like, shit, at 18, I was already across the country at 18
right.
on my own, you
yep.
know, and I'm thinking, wow, this is different. This is definitely different. So
different
I don't know
day
if
and age.
Get too coddled, you know.
Mm-hmm. I know.
So anyway. Let me get off here. Hey, thank you. Wish me luck. I hope I do sell them. And,
oh, yeah.
It would be good. And we will be talking.
All right. Well, keep trying to sell that oil.
Hopefully the guys are coming this weekend to pick it up.
Oh, I was
there
like,
the duck work in
I was thinking about that. Like, my brother works for this farm company thing in South Dakota. I was like really thinking, I wonder if I gave him Tessa's information, if they would drive halfway across the country, pick it up, pay for it.
I don't think so.
Now the
Porsche and diesel, I doubt it.
Oh, they've done a bunch of weirder shit, so I don't know. But
yeah, it's a shame though. But that guy, I think about that guy. He was a son of a bitch, really. He was rude as he can be.
Get off my fucking property.
Yeah. Oh, he was freaking rude. Well, we're nice people here in Orange. I was like, what are you trying to say? You people screwed up. Get the fuck off my property. You know?
You should have been like, please get the fuck off my property.
Yeah, right? I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, he is an ass. He was an ass. That's all.
Was he a tiny little man, like a weasel of a man, too?
He was short and fat. He had a big gut on him.
That would explain, yes.
You know, he was short man syndrome.
Oh, yeah, like Boss Hogg from the Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
All right, I'm hanging up on you now. I got to go.
Bye.
I'll talk to you. Bye.
Yeah, bye.